WMFO. It's 10:01 in the morning. I should say WMFO Medford, so I'll be illegal. I'm Mike. How you doing? I'm here until about 11 a.m. When Something About the Women will be up. If you've never heard Something About the Women, please, despite my tripping over my own words, it's just a great show. It's the longest running show, certainly here at WMFO, and probably in most places. It's all women DJs, all only women artists, and it can be any genre. And it goes for 2 hours, 11 to 1. Please stay tuned after I'm done with this at 11 a.m. All right, let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off New Noise with a record that just came out this year. Of course, it's new, called Earworms by an artist named Nick Frater, called It's All Rumors. The DBs were the second track in the set. It was a record they did called Like This that was Love Is for Lovers. The Rockets, spelled R-O-C-K-Y-T-S, they're like 16, 17 years old, so that's why they can't, those damn kids, spell it like the way it's supposed to be, R-O-C-K-Y-T-S, what the, anyway, that's a single that they just put out here, sorry, old man rant, 2021 single called It's a Dirty Shame. They're really making a name for themselves, that band, and they're young, so all they got is up to go. Dr. Feelgood was the fourth song in the set. 2006 brought us a collector's edition of Down by the Jetty. That was She Does It Right. And fifth song of the set. You know, I like to use the fifth song of the set to kind of play something that is going to sort of tickle your ears, if you will. And yeah, that's a song that everybody knows. I hadn't heard it in a while. And I like to play songs by artists that really show off, in this case, why this guy is Rod Stewart, why he's such a superstar. That performance from 1976 is A Night on the Town. Tonight's Night, it's outstanding. What a great performance from Rod Stewart. Okay, at a little bit after 10 a.m., I have New Noise. And I played this a couple weeks ago, too. It's not a new track by Green Day, but this is new from them. It's been talked about a long time. They did, between the years of 1994 and 2001, they did a lot of recordings live at the BBC. And, you know, real fans of the band have known about it, and they've wondered when it's going to come out, and it just did. So this is another track from that session, BBC sessions. This is Green Day with New Noise and Waiting right here at WMFO.
time for this moment to come. I'm destined for anything at all. Dive truck, roll up and chill with thank you.
Oh, you don't want to hear me, you just want to dance. I said, now what's cooler than being cool? All right. Now, ladies.
Yeah.
Now, we don't break this thing down in just a couple of seconds here. You know, we don't break it down like this too much, so you gotta dig it when we do. Yeah, I wanna see y'all on your baddest behavior. So lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor. Come on.
Shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it like a Polaroid picture. Alright, shake it, 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 shake it like a Polaroid picture. Alright, shake it, 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 shake it like a Polaroid picture. Alright, shake it.
WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO, 10:21 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Yeah, good, good, good to hear it. Me too. I'm just pretending like we can have a conversation, but I'm weird. All right. Let me see that last set. Let me just go backwards. From the fifth song of the set, Smithereens, fifth song of the set. Like I mentioned last time, the fifth song of the set to me is really for me to play something that makes people listen and showcases the band. The Smithereens, that track from their 1990 record 11 called Cut Flowers, to me, that just, it's so classic of them and why they're the Smithereens, quote unquote. Cut Flowers, what a great track from that band. Jason and the Scorchers, just before that, this is not the song that they're known for. They had a big hit otherwise. This one's from 2008's record called Fervor / Lost and Found. That was White Lies. Super Suckers covering that wasn't Outkast. That was Super Suckers. They did a record in 2005 called Devil's Food, and that was their cover of Outkast. Hey Ya, good stuff, really good stuff. Have I ever mentioned I like cover? Never mind. I say it all the time, don't I? Mm-hmm. The Dirty Looks were the band that were the second song of the set. In 2007, they had a record called Dirty Looks, Turn It Up, and that was Let Go. And started off with New Noise, another one from the great, never-before-heard BBC Sessions, where Green Day did a whole bunch of live recordings of their stuff that was waiting. All right, I have New Noise. This is great. I talked about this on Markskin Radio last week. This, at the time, was a 14-year-old girl who's a super fan of the Flaming Lips. And I was saying that she just went to all their shows. And as it happens, sometimes, luckily, they got to know each other, right? And she told them, I'm singing because of you. I'm writing songs because of you guys. And they really got to know each other. And Flaming Lips were looking at doing a project to honor their friend Nick Cave and his music. And this is the result. This is a brand new record called Where the Viaduct Looms, which is a lyric of his, and this is just great stuff. It's Nell Smith with the Flaming Lips backing her up. This is called The Ship Song, New Noise at WMFO.
Time you come around. special way, and I just have to say, Cause she's more than I deserve, and she gets me where I live. I'll give all I have to give. I'm talking about that hummingbird. Oh, she's little and she loves me too much for words to say. When I see her in the morning, she loved me too, my lucky day. Hummingbird, don't fly away.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, about 10:43 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Been here since 9. We'll be here till around 11 a.m. just before, actually, so I can start something about the women on time. But before I tell you what I just played in that set, I just had a text kind of on Facebook from our good friend Smitty Smitty, who is in Little Billy Lost and Smitty Smitty in the Fez Tones, and he's just a lovely human being. So he asked me if I would mention something, and I'm going to try to do my best with my old man eyes. So Little Billy Lost is at Kodo next Saturday. Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight were on the bill, but they're not anymore. Two members of that band got COVID. So it's going to be, can I read this? It's a Krampus Xmas at Kodo. It's next Saturday. Oh, boy. Motel Black and Little Billy Lost next Saturday, December 11th at 10 p.m. I'm not sure if that's when the show starts, but that's what's listed there. But anyway, great bill. Kodo in Salem, December 11th. Go see that. It's just good stuff. And thank you, Smitty. He's also going to post a link to that on the show thread on Facebook. All right, so let's see. Started off that set, great new album called Where the Viaduct Looms. That is the title of the new album from Nell Smith and the Flaming Lips. That's the Ship song. Really good stuff on there, for sure. I'm really liking that. The Dukes of Stratosphere were next from their 2001 record called Chips from the Chocolate Fireball, an anthology. That was You're My Drug. And that's kind of a cool story. I mean, the Dukes of Stratosphere are really a side project from the band XTC. It's a parody of like 60s psychedelia guitar pop. It's really cool, and they even went as far as giving each other band names for this fake band. Like Andy Partridge is Sir John Johns, Colin Moulding is the Red Curtain, and David Gregory is Lord Cornelius Plum, because of course he is. You're My Drug, it's a 2001 mix, Dukes of Stratosphere. Then this next one killed me, the third song of the set. Great track, great cover from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Brand new this year, it's called Georgia Blue is the record. That was a great cover. Sometimes Salvation just blew me away. It's featuring Steve Gorman on that one. B.B. King, in 1970, put out a record called Indianola, Mississippi Seeds. That was Hummingbird. Great, another great cover there. Fabulous stuff. And Spoon, yet another great cover. This one's a live cover of Tom Petty's A Face in the Crowd. So a bunch of covers in that one. All right, I've got new noise for what's going to turn out to be my last set of the day. Let me see as I break the microphone here. Stupidity. It seems like a permanent member of their band is now Keith Strang of the Fleshtones. It's just great stuff. They're also a member of Red on Red Records, so they have just great label mates and great promotion. And their brand new record is called Waking Up the Band, and this is Stupidity and the Power of Love. And no, it's not that Power of Love. This is great stuff. You're going to want to get this record. I mean, they're just so much fun. This is New Noise right here at WMFO. Medford. It's
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO, Medford, with a little bit of live Beatles, and why not, right? I mean, I got to go quick because I got to get out of here. So something about the women will come up. First song of the set, New Noise, was Stupidity from their new record, Waking Up the Band. That was The Power of Love featuring Keith Strang. The Lemonheads with Different Drums from 1990's Favorite Spanish Dishes. Delta Spirit with Bushwick Blues from History from Below in 2010. And just heard live Beatles, Twist and Shout, of course. Thank you so much for listening. I had fun today. I hope you did too. Gotta go because, Something About the Women is coming up next at 11 a.m. Recorded, but still just as tasty and good. So if they let me, as I always say, I'll be back and do this next week at 9. I'm Mike on the mic. This is WMFO right here in Medford.